Hi, everyone. I know recently we announced we were going to 2 episodes a week and then 3 episodes a week. But you know what? There are just too many episodes. So we are going to back to 5 episodes a week. Still a reduction from 7, but there were just too many interviews scheduled, and I didn't want to make all the authors wait for too long. So I hope you can keep up with me. Listen to 1 a week as you're on your way to work or on your way home or putting your kids to bed or whatever it is you're doing. Moms don't have time to read books now 5 times a week. This week, I wanted to share something special, a clip of another podcast we're loving right now from ABC and Good Morning America called Pop Culture Moms. Andy and Sabrina have been best friends for 20 years and pop culture aficionados for even longer. On Pop Culture Moms, the toddler moms are taking their obsession with TV and movies to the next level by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of pop culture about what they can learn from the fictional moms they love most. Together, Andy and Sabrina explore the comedy and tragedy of what parenthood is like in real life. In this episode, we hear from best-selling author Celeste Ng, an expert at getting into the minds of moms with secrets. She talks about why motherhood and secrecy make for such good literary stories. Okay, here comes the clip. If you like it, I hope you'll click the link in our episode description or search Pop Culture Moms while you're listening and follow along for more.
Now, another huge theme in most of your writing, secrets.
Secrets, yeah.
Secrets. Oof. What draws you to secrets? And what is it about secrets in families? Do all families have them? What do you think?
I think I'm drawn to secrets. I mean, maybe I'm exceptionally nosy. That's entirely possible. But
oh, I love that. I love hearing that. I mean, I'm nosy.
But I think honestly, it's really a human thing. We are curious creature. And I think that's how we're made. I mean, if you think about being in a coffee shop and kind of like you're at the next table, you always hear what they're saying. A little part of you is always listening. I think we're made that way. You know, we are social creatures. And part of being in society is sharing information with each other or not sharing it with each other. And I think that's why I'm drawn to secrets as a person. And for me, that's a lot of where the interesting stuff is, because the stuff that we don't want to talk about or that we're afraid to talk about or that we don't know how to talk about, often that's the most emotionally fraught stuff. And for a fiction writer, that's where the story is, right? The stuff that you're avoiding or the stuff that's hard. When I taught, I would tell my students, there's not a lot of story if things are going great. If everything is working the way that people want them to, if people are communicating clearly with each other and there are no misunderstandings, there's not a lot of story there. And as a fiction writer, that's just the well that I find sort of like endlessly deep. Secrets aren't always necessarily a malicious thing. In fact, I think often they're not. Often they are the things that we just don't know how to talk about or that we think we don't need to talk about, but that come up, they bubble out from under the surface. So I think maybe probably all families do have secrets, maybe not on purpose, but I think it would be a very exceptionally well-adjusted family that talks about everything clearly and that never misunderstands another person. Maybe they exist, right, but I haven't met them yet.
You write a lot about identity and being misunderstood, being not seen. And I think that's part of what we choose consciously or not to hide about ourselves is to fit in with our family, with social groups. And it really does go hand in hand with like the identity piece that I think you're always exploring.
It absolutely does. I think about this a lot, partly because of my own background. I'm a Chinese American woman. And I grew up for the first part of my life in places where there were very few other Asians of any kind and very few East Asians. And so I was always aware of the fact that inside myself, I felt like me. I felt like an American. I was born in Pittsburgh and then I grew up in Cleveland. So, you know, I've got this kind of solid Rust Belt / Midwest upbringing. I feel myself one way, but sometimes people would see me externally and they would interpret me a different way, right? They would see me as being somehow not American in the way that they expected. And so that difference between the inside and the outside is something that I think has really informed not only my work, but also just sort of the way that I live, and recognizing that probably most people feel that in some way. especially within your own family, you know, there's often these narratives where you're seen as the rebellious one, or you're seen as the good one, or you're seen as the responsible one, right? And it can be very difficult, especially when there are people who are so close to you, for them to not see you the way that you see yourself.
Yeah, and it doesn't always feel like your family allows you the same amount of growth that you really feel for yourself. I find, like, you know how people say when you go home to visit your parents, you revert to your younger self?
I was thinking the exact same thing.
That's so upsetting. But
it happens, right? And it's sort of comforting to me that this happens to many other people. You know, I love my mother and I go home and yet she still needs to give me reminders about, like, you know, make sure you buckle your seatbelt. I'm like, Mom. Of course, I'm going to, right, like, you know, how many years have I been driving
here
on my own? Right, I got all the way here. I have a child of my own. I manage this, but she's still like, well, make sure you heat up those leftovers really well. You know, and you
right,
and I revert
right.
back into my teenage self. Yes. I'm like, Mom, can you just not? You know, I think it's exactly what you said, which is that you get into these patterns and there isn't the space for growth. You know, the flip side, of course, is I'm not quite allowing my mom space for different kinds of growth either.
Again, that was a clip from the podcast Pop Culture Moms. You can find the full episode and more Pop Culture Moms wherever you get your podcasts.